Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
And good morning for your Monday, May the 29th, Memorial Day 2023. Here's what people are talking about: parades, weather, cookouts, races, and baseball. Wait till you get a load of what we have to share today. From the Axia Command Center this morning, Emily Guffey has the morning off. I'm Steve Lindell, your host. And here's what people are talking about. We'll get to racing in a little bit and the Indy 500. We're going to let you compare the final call, by the way, between the radio broadcast that I hope you heard on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Boy, it was a great race. The radio just does such a great job with it. We're going to let you compare that to the final call on television and let you decide. By the way, you can hear this program on radio every day. 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, the Alexa command, play WMUN. I don't have the screen open, but I'm almost certain that my mama in Minnesota and Roger are probably listening. I hope they are. And hello to Bruce Qualls, retired copper dog. By the way, Bruce, you will be happy to know that in our news summary that will air in just a moment live on WMUN, there is a mention of Muncie Crime Stoppers in there, because I saw the post from the Facebook page last week. We'll get to that in just a little bit. In fact, we'll hold on the Indy 500 stuff and the Little 500 stuff for just a moment. First of all, let's go local news summary. These stories and more airing on all of our Woof Boom radio stations this morning in East Central Indiana and now on WMUN.
Today in Muncie for Memorial Day.
There's two services, one at 9 a.m. at Heakin Park on the south edge by the Veterans Memorial there, and the other is at 11 a.m. at Beech Grove Cemetery. So would welcome those who want to show their support of veterans to come on out to either of those services that we will have on Monday.
Mayor Ridenour from a social media post last week. Memorial Day, federally acknowledged holiday. No government businesses are open, including post office, and no mail delivery. Most financial institutions are closed today, too. The latest now that we know about an Anderson crash last week.
Police say an Anderson man remains in critical condition today following an early morning Friday crash in Anderson involving a van and a mini bike. It happened at the intersection of Crystal and Webster Streets. Authorities say that the mini bike rider, 26-year-old Trey Hewitt, collided with a Honda van in the intersection. Hewitt and a passenger were thrown from the bike, and both were transported to a local hospital. Hewitt was later transported to an Indianapolis hospital where he remains in critical condition. Brett Busby, WLBC Radio News.
For the 75th race, an 18-year-old wins. Jake Trainer won the Little 500 in Anderson Speedway. People are still talking about that and yesterday's big race, too. Though he's not a candidate for president yet, he sure is talking like one.
The national debt is on the mind of former Indiana Governor and Vice President Mike Pence, who spoke in South Bend on Thursday.
Literally, we could have $150 trillion in debt, which may mean nothing. You may think, I don't understand what that means, but the truth of the matter is it would put an incredible burden on American families and on the American economy.
He spoke to students and staff at a charter school there, still noncommittal on a possible run for president in 2024. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
Ball State baseball history repeats itself as the Cardinals won the MAC tournament 17 years to the date of the last MAC tournament win. Cardinals find out at noon today who they get in the NCAA baseball selection show on ESPN2. Kids events being planned for Yorktown at Civic Green and Morrow's Meadow.
We have somebody from the school that's helping us with some of the event planning out there. We're trying to do like a lot of kind of weekly things coming up. So building Legos in the park, painting, you know, tie-dye t-shirts, that kind of stuff. So we're getting that schedule put together. It'll be out here soon.
Chase Bruton, town manager, says watch their social media for updates to the schedule as it comes together. Muncie Crime Stoppers wrote on social media last week they're proud to be the recipient of a $4,000 grant from the Arby's Foundation that'll help fund the Heroes and Helpers Back to School event in July. That gives 80 kids a gift card to get school supplies and or school clothes for the coming school year. July 15th is the event at the Muncie Target store. Number 19, Taylor Baseball shocked the World Series fan base with their 23-7 win over second seed, number 3, Georgia Gwinnett. And next, get the 3 seed, number 6, Westmont, tonight, 6:05 Eastern Time, out in Idaho. Though we've had no heavy weather lately, it will happen again around here, and John Catino, director of Delaware County Emergency Management Agency, wants you to know what those outdoor sirens are for and all ways to stay safe.
I want people to understand that those sirens are just that. They're outdoor warning sirens. You know, they're not meant for you to be laying at home at 8 o'clock at night watching Jeopardy with the TV on, the air conditioner going, and hear the siren. That's not what they're meant for. They're for outdoor recreational areas. They're by the parks, by the schools, by softball complexes, things of that nature. So that's what those their intended purpose is for. The best media that we can come up with is, the radio.
Looking at pay rates.
I'm Peter Killeen. Delaware County assessing where it stands with its employment positions and salaries after nearly 20 years. The Star Press reporting, County Council approved paying $96,000 to a firm to conduct an analysis of compensation and develop new job descriptions for employees.
Last week, the House approved the HALT Fentanyl Act. John Herrick reports on what that means.
It still has to be reviewed by the Senate, but if signed into law, it would permanently move fentanyl-related substances into the highest classification of illegal drugs under the Controlled Substances Act. That would mean harsher penalties on those who misuse it, which is part of the reason why Indiana Republican Congressman Larry Bouchon supports the bill.
In 2022, roughly 75,000 Americans died from poisoning by synthetic opioids, largely illicit fentanyl, or fentanyl-related substances.
But those who oppose it say this legislation is too focused on punishment and not enough on helping people overcome addiction. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
WLBC News Bits. A study found that people that go out of their way to get Facebook likes have lower self-esteem. Indiana's number 9 states with the highest risk of cyber attacks. Nevada's number 1, according to WindowsReport.com. And in honor of Memorial Day today, Governor Holcomb is asking flags across the state be flown at half staff. Virtual early riser facilitating unbiased conversations this Thursday, 8 to 9:30 in the morning, with Megan Futurelli in the session discussions of the foundational pieces of restorative conversations and impact of having non-judgmental conversations, free for Schaefer Leadership Academy members, $25 for non-members, $15 for nonprofits. Now, how about the story? Sam Barclay is the Major League Eating MC and spoke to me before the Donuts Friday, speaking about Joey Chestnut.
55 world records, 15-time hot dog eating champion of the world, 384 gyoza in 10 minutes. I could go on, but he's never eaten the Jack's Donut Hole in sanctioned competition.
But Joey lost, eating 310 Jack's Donut Holes. The new record now is 344 in 8 minutes, the title being held on to by Jeffrey Esper. Muncie's Tuohy Park Pool opened as hope for the season Saturday after a last-minute water test passed. The YMCA is operating the whole operation for the summer under an agreement with the city. There are changes to admission policies. Check the Facebook for TUI for those rules. Airbnb has announced that it's cracking down on disruptive renters for the holidays and beyond.
Recently, homeowners, community members, and police officers alike have voiced concerns about the misuse of short-term rentals. Now, the company plans to block some home reservations over those holiday weekends, namely at sites known to be potentially higher risk. Last year, Airbnb stopped more than 100 people from booking Hoosier properties thanks to a similar measure. Changes to holiday policies will affect homes around the country, not just in Indiana. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
You may have heard about Indianapolis Mayor Joe Hogsett's new gun control proposals. Donnie Burgess explains why the mayor might have a tough legal fight ahead.
It's called the Firearms Preemption Act.
Local governments and what we call political subdivisions, so cities, towns, counties, other local units of government simply cannot regulate firearms.
Which means Mayor Hogsett's proposals are a complete violation of that law, says gun rights attorney Guy Relford. He says even if Hogsett chooses to fight the Preemption Act, it would be an expensive legal battle, which would fall on the taxpayers of Marion County. Banning AR-15-style rifles and getting rid of permitless carry were just two of the mayor's proposals. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
And the Indy Zoo is switching summer hours now, 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 7 Friday through Sunday, and they no longer accept cash. Get tickets online at IndianapolisZoo.com. Lots of parts to this Thursday's fun in downtown Muncie for the brink of summer version of Arts Walk. Cheryl Crowder talked about one of the many venues.
Cornerstone Center for the Arts has really started to elevate their game on first Thursdays, too.
Yes.
Deborah Dargu has really taken a hold of that and lifted that up. And so there are a lot of choices at that end as well. So I like, we really, you can travel all of downtown on a particularly brink of summer Arts Walk and find something at just about every corner.
They tell us the Colonnade Room will be filled with artisans and presenters all from 5 to 8 p.m. this Thursday.
All right, that's the local news summary airing live on radio, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and parts of it airing on our Facebook video feed this morning. Just a special sort of way to reach out, and we'll show you behind the scenes from the Axia Command Center what happens inside our WMUN studio. Hello, Randy and Charlize and Nikki and Bob and Lucretia and my beautiful wife, Nancy. And I'm almost certain my mom and Roger are listening in Minnesota. We have more to come through the hour every weekday, 8 to 9 a.m. And in a moment, we're going to jump to the race case. What happened yesterday at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and what didn't happen at the Coca-Cola 600, that and more coming up through the hour on WMUN.
At Lowe's, we're always bringing pros more ways to save. Right now, buy a select Metabo HPT cordless nailer and get a 36-volt 2.5 amp-hour battery free, a $139.99 value. And as a Lowe's MVP, buy select Owens Corning shingles and earn 2 times the bonus points per dollar. Lowe's knows pros. Valid 5/11 through 7/12. While supplies last, selection varies by location. U.S. only. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any. Valid through 6/1. Subject to change.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number. And now during our Memorial Day sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus free home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleep.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Our partner, TireRack.com, you know, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, tire decision guide, mobile installation. They test tires. They've got their own test track where they push tires to the limit. Want a quiet tire with great traction and a comfortable ride? Use their results to make an informed choice. They sell only the best, like the full line of Bridgestone tires. Go to TireRack.com. /sports to see for yourself. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop.
Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you know that turf is not only bad for the environment because it leaves behind an enormous amount of landfill, but also increases the probability of a non-contact knee injury, 32% more to be exact. My knees tell me about that turf every single day. American grass seed company Pennington has partnered with pro football players to ban turf fields with their hashtag FlipTheTurf movement. Visit Pennington.com/FlipTheTurf to learn more. Flip the turf to real grass.
Hi, we're Comparian Insurance Agency. Right now you're thinking, Comparian? Never heard of them. We know. We also know that you have no idea that Comparian Insurance Agents are local and provide expert advice. So to help it stick, we're going to say local agent four times in the next 15 seconds. Ready? Go. Our local agents know you and your community. Our local agents offer insurance from top carriers. Our local agents have minty fresh breath.
Find us at ComparianInsurance.com. Comparian Insurance Agency. Local agents. Expert advice.
And there's number four.
Muncie and Delaware County, we want to hear from you. The live talk line is 287-1340 to ask, share, and talk to WMUN's Steve Lindell.
That is my name. Thank you, Tom Campbell, voice of WMUN. We're live on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and on the Facebook.com/Steve.Lindell for the moment. We're streaming this out with the video feed. The audio might not be as awesome to the Facebook as it is to the radio, but we just wanted to kind of give you a holiday look inside the studio and behind the curtain. All right, let's go now to our race review. This is from yesterday's coverage on WMUN, the talk of Muncie, one of the race places.
It's a battle at the start-finish line, and Joseph Newgarden will win the Indianapolis 500-mile race.
The call from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network Sunday. Joseph Newgarden picks up his first Indy 500 win.
I was trying to put it off that, you know, it's not going to define a career winning a race here, but everyone seems to want to make it a defining moment. And so for me, you know, it's impossible to not look at it that way. And I'm elated to finally get it to work out.
He slipped past Marcus Ericsson with just two laps to go. They were coming out of multiple red flags due to back-to-back crashes. Newgarden won the race by just under 1 second. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
And this is WMUN's Delaware County Today. You heard the radio call there with Mark Janes, guest of our Mark Forrester last week during the ramp-up to the race. Here on WMUN, he had him on the Power Hour talk show. I want you to hear what was going on television. You compare. You just heard the end of the race on radio. You tell me which is more exciting. I'm not trying to pick a side. This is from NBC TV.
Team Penske at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And Joseph Newgarden finally wins the Indianapolis 500.
It's pretty good excitement there from the NBC broadcast. The other race that was supposed to happen yesterday didn't. The Coca-Cola 600. Washed out, rained out. They're going to do that today. In fact, is it Xfinity? The other side of the NASCAR guys, they couldn't race on Saturday either. I think that's how it worked out. So they're going to have a doubleheader today. WMUN does not carry the NASCAR races. We could change that if somebody wanted us to. We're live on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. This is Delaware County Today, 8:23. Well, it's almost 8:24. Eastern time. Coming up bottom of hour, live guest will be Rich Maloney. The Ball State baseball team, in case you missed that during our news summary a moment ago, they won the MAC championship. How they did it and the historical part of it, I'll let the coach explain even more about that. At noon today, they find out where they are dancing for the NCAA tournament. Yeah, they're going to the big, big tournament. So at noon today, the 29th of May, the Ball State Cardinals will find out what and where they are going to next. Great excitement there for the Cardinals. The other baseball story, Indiana Wesleyan around here in the NAIA lost their first round game in the World Series
in Idaho. They won their second game, so I think they're still alive in what they call the loser's bracket. I think that's how it works. The bigger story than that, though, is that Taylor University, including at least one of the players that have ties to our neighbor Donna across the fence, grandson, pitcher, Nick, right? I think so. Anyway, the Taylor baseball team has won 2-for-2 now at that same World Series. So they will play this afternoon, May 29th, again, in Idaho. Very exciting. And there's local ties beyond just the name drop I just did. There's a lot of guys that play baseball. And gals, too, I assume, that are associated potentially with the team. There's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes in athletics. And we salute all of you involved. 8:25, just a couple of minutes away from another quick break, and then we'll get to our guest in the on the live line. But let me talk more about the race, the Indianapolis 500, with Joseph Newgarden finally claiming his first Indy 500, took over Marcus Ericsson. It was the final one-lap shootout to the finish after a red flag happened. I say another red flag, actually. How many did they have? Three or four? I can't remember. So what they could have done is they could have, and I'm not a race aficionado, but as I understood from the broadcast that I listened to on WMUN and WLBC, and Oldies 101 had it too, all throughout East Central Indiana, very vast. As I understand it, they could have just called the race with that last crash that happened, debris on the track and all that, but they didn't say this, but you could surmise, they wanted to give the fans one more time, almost full speed, maybe they were to full speed, and see what would happen on a last lap, and it was exciting. Now, the team, the driver that was in the lead when they red flagged it the final time because of a crash, obviously is not too pleased, because that driver, that team, would have won the race if they said, "Up, it's over." So obviously there's not 100% agreement with what they decided to do from race control, race command, and whatever, but that is why they run the races, and it was an exciting one. It was clean and fast for so long, and then they got into some crashes later on. This is WMUN's Delaware County Today. People are also talking about the other race, the Little 500. Was it an 18 or a 19-year-old winner of the Little 500 at Anderson Speedway on the 75th anniversary of the running of that race? And that was, I'm sure, a lot of fun. I didn't see that one this year, but I'm sure it was great. I don't know if it was a sellout or not. They did say day of or day before race that some seats were still available for that one. Coming up in a moment after the break, I'm going to end my Facebook video feed, so you'll have to hear Rich Maloney on radio, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams, and on Alexa. Play WMUN.
Hey, Hoosiers, have you heard about the College Choice 529? Indiana's College Choice 529 savings plans are the affordable, tax-advantaged way to save for your child's or grandchild's future education. Use your 529 for tech, trade, registered apprenticeships, and 2- and 4-year colleges. Start for just $10. For more information, visit collegechoicedirect.com/plans. That's collegechoicedirect.com/plans. Read the disclosure booklet carefully before investing. Sponsored by Indiana Education Savings Authority and aired by this station.
Have you heard about YMCA 360? YMCA 360 is your on-demand video platform with offerings such as group exercise classes, youth sports training, well-being classes, and more.
Now offered for YMCA of Muncie members. Three locations, 24/7 access at their Yorktown location, and now Y360. For more information on the YMCA of Muncie, visit MuncieYMCA.org or call 288-4448 today. The Y for a better us.
Dan, I think I know why you've been in such a good mood.
Because
did someone take back control of their wireless plan?
With Verizon?
Yeah, Verizon, my plan.
I did.
I could tell. There's a difference in you.
And it's rare. Well, I don't think this has happened before, where you get to control what you want on your phone.
Right. You pay for the perks that you want. You have total control over it.
Because a lot of times you're paying for things, you don't know what you're paying for until you see the list of things, and then you go, wait, who's in control here?
It's like a la carte. Like, imagine you wanted a steak, but you didn't want the sides. They don't just send the sides over.
My plan.
And you're a fellow fella who likes to be in control of things, I think.
A little bit.
I mean, you've got your own show. Yeah. You've got your business going.
But everybody is able, they're eligible for this, for the same plan. It's my plan, but it can be everybody's plan.
So my plan is not your plan, but that would be my plan then. It's like my plan is the one that I have, just like your plan is the one you have.
Thanks to Verizon.
My plan from Verizon. Get exactly what you want, only pay for what you need, all on the network you want. Don't wait. Get my plan at your Verizon store today.
Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2023 Mercedes-Benz SUV family. Their only competition is each other. Each of the impressive models features world-class innovations ranging from MBUX voice-activated assistance technology to safety features like attention assist that can detect drowsiness and alert you when it's time to take a break. The SUVs, including the sleek GLB with room to seat up to seven, the category-leading GLE, the GLS is one of the smartest SUVs on the road, the capable and stylish GLC, and the striking yet robust GLA, each model packed with cutting-edge technology that every driver deserves. Most families have one star. This family has a full team of them. The 2023 Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs. Extraordinary is one test drive away. Learn more at MBUSA.com. That's MBUSA.com.
You'll help name this radio show. It's new and now on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and the new free app. Back to WMUN's Steve Lindell.
Good morning. Thank you, Tom Campbell, voice of WMUN. And that's just one of our stations in the Wolf Boom Radio Group, WLBC and Work FM and Max, Oldies 101, Blake FM. We're all happy and excited for the Ball State Cardinals, and we're going to bring him in right now. He is the coach of the Cards, Chirp Chirp, Rich Maloney. Hello to you, and good morning. How excited are you, sir?
Beyond comprehension, Steve. I mean, these boys are amazing, and finally, we broke through. As good as we've been for all these years, we haven't been able to punch the ticket, and we punched it. And the
dramatic fashion in which you punched it. First of all, the end of the season, coming on that home series, you had a chance to clinch or whatever. It didn't happen the way you wanted, so you got redemption, and then the way you did it. Explain to our listeners what happened in that last game that clinched it. This is so cool.
Well, I think we go to the week before. It all started then. We had to win three games in a row to be able to be the regular season champs.
Yep.
And, you know, we've been that several times. But
yeah.
Kent's a really good team, and they came in and went in that second inning of the first game of the series. They got five runs off of our ace, Trenor O'Donnell. So we took Trenor out. And once we kind of knew then that it was going to be an uphill battle because they had a really good pitcher going. Make a long story short, they basically tar and feathered us. They beat us 54-15 over three games. So what we did is we just decided to set up our pitching for the tournament and play to win the tournament. And that was really hard because we don't get embarrassed like that at home. We don't lose much at home, and we got whooped. But it set us up, and then we go into the games, and Trenor O'Donnell pitches a complete game, first in his career, the best game of his life, and beats the MAC Pitcher of the Year. He was the MAC Pitcher of the Year on that day, our Trenor O'Donnell. And then we beat Central. We hit 238 against lefties during the year and 350 against righties.
Okay.
And we had to beat the three best left-handed pitchers to win the tournament, wouldn't you figure?
Yeah, that's the way that
behold,
works, right?
Adam Talliere starts in the first inning against our arch rival nemesis Central, hits a three-run jack off their ace, and it was from there that we got on fire. And you could see the energy, the lift the team had. The guys really came focused. You know, it's hard. We're not used to being embarrassed, and we were embarrassed at home at that last series. And
but the strategy that you decided to go with there, again, as you said, you just explained to set up to try to win the MAC championship in the tournament. You know, that's like give a lot to try to gain even more, and it worked out. Baseball is just a fantastic game, isn't it?
It's fantastic. It's heart-wrenching. It's I love it. I love the fact to compete. I love to get a group of guys to believe in each other, to compete. And, boy, these guys – well, these guys have won a lot. I mean, think about my veterans. They won 38, 38, 40, and this year 36 right now. They won the regular season last year and then had their hearts broken at home, which another was really hard because we had 2-0 and we couldn't finish. So this is a dream come true. But anyway, getting back to the tournament.
Yeah, please.
Tellier hits that home run.
Yep.
O'Donnell pitches the complete game and beats the Mid-American Conference Pitcher of the Year. And then we have to beat the third-best pitcher in the league for Kent. And our guys just come out slinging. And then as it had to be, because it's been so hard, so many times we've been good enough and got snubbed and finished second. So this was, Steve, this is pretty incredible. This was our seventh time in my coaching career at Ball State that we were in the finals of the Mid-American Conference Tournament. And six times we watched the other team celebrate. And we've won five regular season championships where we celebrated, but the tournament is the ticket, unfortunately, in our league, not the regular season. And it's been a long, long, painful journey. But on this day, in this time, these boys came and ready to play. And then we're up 8-2 going into seventh. Mm-hmm. And we had bases loaded. Mm-hmm. We had our two top hitters up, Peltier and Scheffler. And we didn't score a run. And I said, oh, no.
Yeah. Here we go again.
And you could just feel it.
Yeah.
You could feel it. And they get five runs, make it 8-7. Then they line out with bases loaded to first base. And then we go into the eighth, and they bring in their closer who had 15 saves, number one in the whole country. But he had pitched the last 2 days. So he might have been, you know, we're hoping that he maybe is tired.
Sure.
He goes in the eighth and cleans out we don't get a run, and they hit a two-run jack. So now it's 9-8. Kent has it.
Yeah, I'm getting nervous, and you're just telling a story. Go ahead, keep going.
Yeah, we're going to have to play another game if we don't pull this out.
Yeah.
And then it goes two outs in the ninth, nobody on base.
Yeah.
And I used all of our top pitchers to win that game. So we sold out to win. We played to win.
Got it.
And not that we couldn't have won game four, because they were short on pitching too, but it might have been 20-19. I don't know.
It was all chips. It was all chips in is what you're saying.
All chips in. We're playing to win, man. We're not sitting back. We're playing to win, baby. And lo and behold, Justin Conant, a senior 50-year player, gritty player, finds a way to get a double off of their ace. There was two strikes, so they were one pitch away from winning that game. And he rips a double. Then Peltier comes up, and he earns a walk. And then Scheffler comes up and won the batting title in the league, and he earns a walk. And it sets the stage for the greatest hit in Ball State baseball history, in my opinion. And Adam Tellier, a gritty gamer who hit the big home run in game one to lead it, get us going, comes up with bases loaded and facing the ace of the country in saves. Hadn't been beaten yet, and he takes him deep. It was pandemonium. I mean, it was so exciting.
You just gave me goosebumps, by the way, and that was just the story of what happened a couple of days ago, Coach Maloney. Wow.
Yeah, well, check this out. Yeah. We still had to hold them, though.
Okay.
So now we get two outs, so now we only need one out.
Okay, got it.
They rip a single, they get another walk, and then all of a sudden they got the hitter who hit the two-run jack. He's back up, a really good hitter.
Now, are you in the dugout going at that moment? Are you going, oh no.
My hands are on my knees, but my hands are on my knees.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I'm just praying one more pitch.
Yeah.
And our pitcher, Jacob Hartlip. So we've been out with three of our best pitchers, haven't pitched much in the last 6 weeks. They've been injured. So we've done all this with piecemealing it, like as a team. Mm-hmm. And that's really the identity of our program. The team. And anyway, Jacob Hartlip digs deep and he throws this one pitch and he locks this great hitter up on strike three. And I'm telling you, it was like the biggest weight off of our program.
How emotional did you get in that moment, and have you been over the weekend? Be honest.
I'm still emotional.
It sounds like you're getting there right now, just telling me the story. Coach Maloney, you have been all in with Ball State baseball since the moment you arrived, and you've been all in on baseball for your entire coaching career. Tell me what this is, this advancement by the Ball State Cardinal baseball team, as compared to some of your other personal coaching successes.
Well, this ranks up the top. That one and when my Michigan team beat number one Vanderbilt, same kind of deal. It was the exact same dramatic. You dream it. You know your teams can do it. We've been good enough here at Ball State. It's just the NCAA hasn't allowed us in. We've been good enough for a long time. That's the hardest thing for me.
Yep.
Because we should have been in the NCAA tournament several times.
Now, they got to let you in, and today at noon you find out. So where do you think or hope, or do you even care where you guys go and who you get to play?
I don't really care. On one hand, you like your kids to go somewhere where they haven't been and to experience that. On the other hand, Indiana State, one of our rivals in state, has had a great season as well, and they're hosting. And so my best guess would be they might place us there.
And if they hypothetically, Ball State fans would be able to have a much easier way to follow in person, and that matters to your guys too.
Oh, yes. And I expect that. I know a lot of the alums have said they're coming wherever we're playing.
Sure, I bet.
But I mean, this is a big moment for our program because we've been so good so long. I mean, think about 8 first-rounders, so many regular season championships, several big leaguers, so many players of the year, pitchers of the year. I mean, we've really had it all other than this. And this for our program, just to hear all of the excitement from the alums, it's been very emotional because it's been a long time coming.
And we are
like
proud,
I said, we've been good enough.
You and your guys, proud, could not be more proud. And I know it's a totally different kind of baseball, but baseball guys have a tendency to stick together. How about Taylor? And how about Indiana Wesley? And holy cow, in the NAIA, there's a lot of good baseball stories going on right now, isn't there, around here?
Well, yes, indeed. In our state, period.
Yeah.
You know, including our rivals. I mean, we've got so many good college teams. But, yeah, I'm so happy for Taylor and Indiana Wesleyan. You know, my wife works at Taylor, so that's a big deal for us.
Okay, good.
And we went to their champion regular season when they won the regional to go to the World Series. We were there. So we take pride in all the baseball in our state. But right now we're so excited to hear our name punched. And wherever they send us, we'll be excited to compete. And I tell you this.
Yeah.
And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I told the boys last night we went to Ivanhoe's. We drove to Upland to have ice cream.
All right, that's a celebration now.
We do that, but we've already been doing it right. But at the same token, I told the boys, I said, now we're going to be picked the 4th seed. So we're going to be the underdog the rest of this tournament. And we never take a back seat to nobody. And I know that I hope that doesn't sound arrogant, but
that's your MO. That's how you are. That's who you are.
That's how we built the program. I told them that yesterday. So we're excited to compete whoever they bring, put us in front of. I mean, these guys have been in the program, beat Arizona twice. They went to Omaha before, in another year. We've beat LSU before. We've beaten Maryland when they were ranked. We've beaten a lot of really good teams over the years. And so these guys know how to win, and they know how to compete at a high level.
Well, you and those young men deserve this success. You've worked very hard for it. I dare say you have earned it and then some. I'm going to let you go. But at noon today, Coach Maloney, we will all find out together where and when. And I'm telling you, they call it Cardinal Nation sometimes, on your side. And let's keep it going, huh?
Amen to that, and please come out to see the boys if we're close. Come out, Cardinals. Let's go Cardinals.
Coach Maloney, thanks very much for doing this. We'll be watching closely today. You bet. Absolutely.
Thanks, my good friend.
Absolutely. Coach Rich Maloney, none better. None better right there. Ball State has an exceedingly good one and a lot of good ones on their coaching staff. This is WMUN's Delaware County Today. People are talking about that. They're also talking about the debt ceiling and what the current situation is. We'll shift gears here with another topic. Let's see what the latest of the status is with respect to that story.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said this about the deal while appearing on Fox News Sunday.
When Republicans had the presidency, the Senate, and the House, did they ever cut spending? No, they increased it. We were able to do this when the president said he wasn't even going to talk to us.
However, some Democrats are chafing at the process and accuse the GOP of extreme partisanship in order to force getting a deal done. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries on CBS's Face the Nation.
The extreme MAGA Republicans made the determination that they were going to use the possibility of default to hold the economy and everyday Americans hostage.
The deal still needs to pass both houses of Congress to become official. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
On this WMUN Memorial Day Monday edition of Delaware County Today, 8:45, people are also talking about an air quality alert for Delaware County today. That is because of unhealthy for sensitive groups, age range, also people with respiratory disease such as asthma, should limit prolonged outdoor exposure. If you don't know what to do, seek a doctor or maybe hit the internet to get some suggestions for how to stay safe and breathe better. But Lafayette, West Lafayette, Kokomo, Fishers, Carmel, Noblesville, Anderson's in this, as is Muncie and Indianapolis. An air quality alert has been declared. By the way, for my listeners in Minnesota, parts of the North Country are also in an air quality alert for similar types of reasons. It's going to be a sunny 83-degree day here today. Snapshot, let's just get a quick little look at what today's shaping up to be.
It's May 29th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Paperclip Day. The paperclip remains the unsung hero of the office supply closet. Not simply a means to hold papers together, paperclips can also act as a cheap and quick way to hem an article of clothing, or can be a creative outlet for an amateur jewelry maker who likes making bracelets or necklaces. Also on this date, in 1790, Rhode Island became the last of the 13 original colonies to ratify the U.S. Constitution. In 1942, the film based on the life of American composer George M. Cohen, Yankee Doodle Dandy, starring James Cagney, premiered in New York City.
I've got a Yankee Doodle, sweetheart.
Cagney did his own singing and dancing in the movie. If it's your birthday today, you share it with American race car driver Al Unser Sr., born in 1939. He gave himself the best present anyone can think of in 1971, defending his Indy 500 title to become the first driver to win the famed race on their birthday. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN, Delaware County Today, the race yesterday won by Joseph Newgarten, and they'll find out tonight how much money will be handed out. The awards banquet is always a humongous day-after-race event, televised locally, and we'll have a report on it tomorrow morning on Delaware County Today. I'm Steve Lindell. More in a moment through the hour, 8 to 9 a.m. every single weekday. Guest later on this morning on the Monday weekly show called All Kinds of People, our leader, Jay Chapman, is the guest of Dr. Joe Moshevitz. That program is called All Kinds of People. It's from 9:30 till 10 a.m. Before that, it's the 765businessjournal.com radio show, and we'll be talking about sauce for your ribs with a replayed episode. More in a moment on Delaware County Today, coming up on WMUN.
Get 11% off your appliance upgrade now at Menards. We offer the lowest prices with the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. New appliances from Menards are meant to make your life easier. Upgrade your home with top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home with new energy-efficient appliances and save 11%. Good through June 4th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Join the town of Yorktown this Saturday for a free, fun night of music at Civic Green. That 90s band brings the biggest alternative rock anthems of the 90s. Food and drinks are available beginning at 5:30 p.m. Check out the town of Yorktown's Facebook page for food and drink vendor information. That's facebook.com/YorktownIndiana. Bring a blanket, bring a chair, but no outside alcohol or coolers are allowed. The music starts at 7:30 p.m.
Get the latest updates every hour, on the hour. America is listening to Fox News Radio. You can rely on Fox News for the latest breaking news, information, and top trending stories. The news that matters most to you. Fox News correspondents reporting from all over the globe, keeping you up to date in these challenging and unprecedented times. Every hour, every day, this is Fox News Radio.
Updates hourly on the talk of Muncie, the new WMUN.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering professional-grade industrial supplies, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I had a nighttime routine for my frequent heartburn. I would drink milk, I would sleep upright with more pillows, but that painful burning stayed. So I made Prilosec OTC part of my morning routine. With just one pill each morning, Prilosec OTC prevents excess acid production, blocking heartburn day and night. Now I have a new nighttime routine. I call it sleeping.
One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. With Prilosec OTC, it's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Are you looking for an employer that offers great perks and benefits? Then Magna is the place for you. Some of our great perks include tuition reimbursement, a 401k match, and social activities for employees and their families. Magna's vision is to continue advancing mobility for everyone and everything. We are making mobility more accessible by making vehicles cleaner, safer, and smarter, all while ensuring that our impact on the planet continues to be reduced. Magna, forward for all.
People are talking about the all-new WMUN, the talk of Muncie. And this is the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
8:51, 9 until 9 o'clock on this Monday, Memorial Day morning. From the Axia Command Center, Steve Lindell reporting. It is, summertime, and it's starting to feel like it, too. Parts of Muncie, Delaware County especially. Let's get some helpful, healthy news now to try to help you stay that way.
This is House Call for Health. Memorial Day is the unofficial start of summer, with many Americans celebrating by breaking out the grills. But to prevent you and your barbecue guests from coming down with a bad case of food poisoning, health professionals say you need to make sure your grub is kept at safe temperatures. If dishes aren't properly prepared and stored, outdoor buffets can become breeding grounds for foodborne illnesses, including salmonella, E. coli, listeria, and more.
Listeria, or Listeria monocytogenes specifically, is actually a soil organism that can find its way into foods and in certain populations cause some really severe disease. And those are people that are immunocompromised. And that means very young children, people over 65, pregnant women.
Haley Oliver is an associate professor of food science at Purdue University. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And on WMUN's Delaware County Today, another summer-themed item here.
It's Fox Wheels.
Memorial Day weekend officially kicked off the start of summer in the U.S. and summer driving. But a warning to parents, it also begins the 100 deadliest days for teen drivers.
Teenagers have more time to spend on the road. That means potentially engaging in behavior like speeding or texting or just being in the vehicle with other teenage passengers, which can, you know, just accidentally lead to distraction.
Ford Motor Company's Alex Buznego, the company for the 20th year, offering a driving skills for life program. Coming to a city near you, where driving professionals in a closed course will work with teens and parents to provide hands-on and online training. The team's primary focus, speed management, hazard recognition, vehicle handling, and space management. Critical factors in more than 60% of vehicle crashes. DrivingSkillsForLife.com for more details. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
On WMUN's Delaware County Today. That'll do it for today's program. I'm Steve Lindell for Emily Guffey off today. She'll be back tomorrow in the Axia Command Center. We thank you for listening, and please enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day Monday.